Good morning. It's April 15th, and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a thrilling turn of events in the Premier League, Manchester City has surged ahead, carving out a crucial lead in the title race. This shift comes as Arsenal falters, and Liverpool keeps up the chase, setting the stage for a nail-biting finale to the season. Manchester City's recent victory over Luton Town has propelled them 2 points clear at the top of the table, a significant milestone as the season nears its end. Meanwhile, Arsenal's hopes took a hit with a 2-0 loss to Aston Villa, a result that has not only impacted their standing, but also raised questions about their ability to clinch the title. Arsenal's manager, Mikel Arteta, has openly acknowledged the team's dwindling chances, emphasising the need for a swift turnaround, especially with a critical Champions League quarter-final against Bayern Munich on the horizon. On the other side, Unai Emery, now at the helm of Aston Villa and facing his former club, downplayed the victory's significance, focusing instead on his team's performance. The Premier League title race, with just 6 games left, remains wide open. Manchester City, Arsenal and Liverpool are all in contention, each facing tough fixtures that promise to test their mettle. This season's title race is shaping up to be one of the most closely contested in recent memory, with the potential for a dramatic finish. The coming weeks are crucial for all three teams, and the pressure is on. As the Premier League heads into its final stretch, the question of who will lift the trophy remains tantalisingly open. In a poignant turn of events, more than 250 survivors and relatives of the victims from the tragic 2017 Manchester Arena bombing are taking a stand against MI5, accusing the agency of failing to prevent the attack that left 22 people dead and over 100 injured. This legal battle throws a spotlight on the challenges and expectations faced by intelligence agencies in thwarting terrorist threats. The lawsuit centres around the allegation that MI5 did not act on pivotal information that could have potentially stopped the Islamist attack before it happened. An official investigation into the incident revealed that MI5's response to critical intelligence was too slow, missing a crucial opportunity to intervene. Adding to the controversy, it was disclosed that the attacker was already on MI5's radar as early as 2014, but was not pursued further, being considered a low risk at the time. Survivors and their legal representatives have now taken their grievances to the Investigatory Powers Tribunal, with a hearing slated for early next year. This legal move underscores their quest for accountability and answers. In a rare public acknowledgement of failure, MI5's head, Ken McCallum, has issued an apology for the agency's inability to prevent the devastating attack, although MI5 has remained silent on the ongoing legal proceedings. This case not only highlights the immense challenges faced by intelligence agencies in preempting acts of terror, but also the enduring impact of the Manchester Arena bombing on the lives of those affected. As the legal process unfolds, it promises to shed further light on the complexities of national security and the expectations placed on those tasked with safeguarding the public. In a surprising turn of events, celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay's £13 million London pub, York and Albany, has been taken over by squatters, turning the high-profile establishment into a battleground over property rights and community space. The squatters, self-named Camden Art Cafe, have locked themselves inside the Grade 2 listed building, aiming to repurpose it into a community cafe and art gallery. This move has sparked a complex legal and social debate about the use of space in one of London's most affluent areas. The group of at least 6 individuals has made headlines by resisting efforts by Ramsay to have them removed, with police labelling the situation a civil matter. This stance by the authorities underscores the unique legal landscape in the UK, where squatting in non-residential buildings is not a criminal offence, barring any associated criminal activities. The squatters' mission is to provide free food, drinks, and a platform for local artists, positioning themselves as defenders against gentrification and advocates for the local community. The property, leased to Ramsey by film director Gary Love, who acquired it in 2007, is now at the centre of a legal tussle. Ramsey, who was in the midst of renegotiating his lease when the squatters moved in, finds his options limited by the legal categorisation of squatting. His representatives have remained tight-lipped, stating only that the matter is being handled through legal channels. This incident is not isolated, with similar cases of squatting reported in cities like New York and Beverly Hills. However, the Camden Art Cafe Group's previous occupation of a former convent in East London to house homeless people suggests a pattern of activism that challenges conventional views on property and community support. As Ramsey seeks a resolution, the situation raises broader questions about property rights, community support, and the legal frameworks that govern them. In a scandal that has rocked the UK, the British government finds itself at the centre of a storm for its role in the distribution of contaminated blood products through the NHS, resulting in the tragic deaths of thousands. This story not only sheds light on a dark chapter of medical oversight, but also on the ongoing struggle for justice and compensation for the victims and their families. The controversy traces back to a decision by the government to import cheaper blood products from the US, despite being aware of the heightened risk of hepatitis they carried. This decision has had dire consequences, particularly for haemophiliacs and others with bleeding disorders, many of whom were infected and have since died or are living with the aftermath. The heart of the matter lies in the compensation, or the lack thereof. Despite the glaring evidence of negligence, a significant number of affected families have yet to receive even interim payments, highlighting a glaring oversight in addressing the victims' needs. In 2017, a public inquiry was launched to investigate the matter, uncovering not just evidence of government and commercial failings, but also missing documents and a failure to inform victims, raising allegations of a criminal cover-up on an industrial scale. While the government has extended apologies to those affected, the apologies fall short of the comprehensive recognition and redress that victims and their families are calling for. Pharmaceutical companies involved have expressed sympathy and have been cooperating with the inquiry, indicating a complex web of responsibility. As the inquiry moves towards its conclusion, with a final report due next month, there's a palpable demand for justice and a structured compensation framework. The government acknowledges the necessity for both, yet admits to the complexities stalling immediate resolutions. An update on the next steps is expected to be provided to Parliament within 25 sitting days, marking a critical juncture for those awaiting closure and compensation in this decades-long scandal. In a shocking incident that highlights the dangers lurking in our communities, a 51-year-old man's reckless crime spree ended with a significant prison sentence. This story not only sheds light on the crime, but also the remarkable efforts of law enforcement to prevent a potential tragedy. David Stevenson, aged 51, found himself on the wrong side of the law after a series of grave offences, including kidnapping and theft of a motor vehicle. The situation escalated when Stevenson stole a car without realising an 89-year-old blind woman with dementia was inside, setting the stage for a distressing ordeal. The chase unfolded in Ashton-under-Lyne, where Stevenson, despite his initial success in evading the police, engaged in reckless driving that could have ended in disaster. However, the skillful and rapid response of the police officers on the scene ensured that the car was stopped, and the elderly victim was safely reunited with her daughter. Chief Inspector Matt Jackson lauded the officers for their fast thinking and calm demeanour under pressure, which played a crucial role in averting what could have been a tragic outcome. The seriousness of Stevenson's actions was reflected in the charges against him: kidnapping, theft of a motor vehicle, dangerous driving, and driving without a license. Ultimately, David Stevenson was sentenced to 8 years and 6 months in prison, a verdict that underscores the severity of his crimes and the terror inflicted on an innocent elderly woman. This case serves as a stark reminder of the unpredictable nature of crime and the importance of vigilant and responsive law enforcement. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.